Welcome to the Home Care Hub podcast for the Home Care Advocacy Network. Today, we are on the cast with one of my favorite people in the world, Rachel Wunderlin. Rachel, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great. So Rachel is a gerontologist. Today, we're going to be talking about her unique approach and her company, Dementia by Day. And we've been fortunate enough at Home Care Advocacy Network to get to know Rachel over the past 3 years. And so the Home Care Advocacy Network is the sponsor of our podcast, and we are a business format franchise for senior living providers, helping them own their own successful and competitive in-home services agency. And we work with entrepreneurs as well who want to do the same thing, own their own business and make a difference. HCAN franchisees provide a range of services from companionship and respite care, personal care services, and dementia care. And you can contact us at partner@hcanthrive.com. That's HCANTHRIVE.com. To discuss franchise opportunities today. Rachel, where are you at in the world today?
Yes, I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, nice. Steelers this year are knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not really a football watcher. If I was, I'd probably actually be an Eagles fan because I grew up outside of Philly in New Jersey.
Jersey girl, right?
Yeah, but you can't like say that here. So right. I don't go around.
Keep it quiet.
You got to keep it. Mom's the word on that one. Yeah.
Yep. Well, it's a pleasure to see you again and have you on the program. I started working with you when I was working for a large senior living provider out east, but based here in Omaha. And I think our initial connection was on LinkedIn.
It was. Yeah. LinkedIn is my main source of meeting other people in the industry. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people go to LinkedIn. I think the misnomer about LinkedIn for people who haven't been on it is that it really started out as kind of a desperate job seeker site like years ago. But the intent really is to connect now, share content, improve each other's professional and personal lives. And there's a lot of support that happens on LinkedIn. And so,
yeah, LinkedIn is great for my business. So great, in fact, that I've actually hired somebody to be my marketing director pretty much solely on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So she reaches out to people for me so I can like double and triple the amount of people I'm talking to. Yeah. Cause it's just the LinkedIn there, it's a powerful network, particularly I found in certain industries. And I would say geriatrics is definitely one of those worlds where there's a lot of people in this industry, very, very into LinkedIn, very prevalent, and very excited about LinkedIn.
Yeah. The great thing about it is, you know, when you get contacted by somebody on LinkedIn, it's somebody that is wanting their life changed and they're trying to change your life and they have something to say. So tell us a little bit, like you talked about geriatrics. Let's talk a little bit about you and who are you and what do you do?
That's a great question. So I have a master's in gerontology, which is the study of aging. I have always loved working with older adults, and I got interested in dementia care specifically, probably somewhere in college or maybe even a little before.
Okay.
At some point, that was all I really wanted to do. I actually wanted to be a geriatrician. So I wanted to be a medical doctor.
Oh, great.
And then I remembered that I'm really bad at math. So I was not going to pass the MCATs with the flying colors I needed. And I really wanted to spend more time with the patients themselves.
Yeah.
So that led me to a few internships where I was doing cognitive testing for people living with dementia, getting my graduate degree. And then outside of my graduate degree, I started working in a Brookdale senior living community. And I was the dementia care director. I was in charge of all things dementia at the community. So that was great.
Okay. Awesome. So how, like Brookdale, for instance, give people some sense, like how big is Brookdale? I mean, Brookdale's well known to us, but maybe not to everybody.
Yeah. Brookdale's very large. At the time, it was the largest senior living company in the country. I don't know if that is still the case. There's been a lot of mergers and acquisitions as there are in senior housing, but I was very, and actually LinkedIn story, got that job as a dementia care director because I met somebody on LinkedIn who was a regional director of dementia care for Brookdale. We started talking and she said, at the time, I think I was like 24 years old and I had just gotten my master's. And she said, you know, you're so passionate about this. As soon as the jobs open in your area, I'm going to call you. And she did. So she called me and said, this Brookdale job is open. Go apply. And I think she's a regional director. So she had called the community and was like, you're going to hire Rachel Wunderland. So I got foot in the door because of LinkedIn.
Yeah. Very, very cool. This is like a small little commercial for LinkedIn. So go and update your
profile. Yeah, they should pay us. Yeah.
Go and update your profile. So tell us a little bit about your passion for dementia care. Tell us a little bit about your story and kind of what feeds the flame for you when it comes to dementia care.
People ask me a lot, did you have a family member with dementia? The answer is not exactly. My grandmother passed away about 10 years ago from a glioblastoma, which is a type of brain cancer. And you could consider that to be a cause of dementia or at least some dementia-related symptoms. But the real passion, I think, just comes from working with people living with dementia and seeing the way that they see the world. And a lot of times the way that they see the world is moment by moment, which can be very challenging for caregivers, but in some ways is a very beautiful and interesting way to conceptualize the world.
So you and I met, I think it was like in 2017, and
yeah.
Your company is called Dementia by Day. Tell us what exactly, why the name Dementia by Day?
The answer to that is, I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
I started a blog in 2014 while I was working at this Brookdale community because I had so many awesome stories to share about my residents.
Yeah.
So I would go home and like write these little stories down that I was seeing and I needed a name for the blog. And I think the name Dementia by Day came from because I was doing dementia care during the day.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it just stuck, obviously, because it has stayed with me this entire time. And
yeah.
it kind of alliterates a little bit. It's catchy, but it's just funny. I started this blog with like 5 followers and now like I have a full company and I have employees and I've just kept this, you know, this name has just stayed here this whole time.
You know what? It's becoming a household name when it comes to dementia care. So how did you come up with your unique approach to dementia care?
That comes from working in care communities. So even as I was, the beautiful thing about writing that blog was not just that I got to share really happy and positive stories about dementia, but I also really, it forced me to think through what I was seeing during the day and really interpret the stories with my residents. Mm-hmm. And one thing I kept running into was that we were being taught to never lie to somebody with dementia. And I was like, well, wait a minute, you know, in practice, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. How do we not lie to them, but also not slap them in the face with our truth, which is that they're 90 years old and they live in dementia care and, you know, their loved ones have passed and things like this. So I think it really comes from being in that world. And that's where I came up with my phrase, embracing their reality. Just being so much in this world, it started to make sense eventually.
So, you know, one of the things that you and I were going to talk about is your approach is sometimes controversial. And that's kind of why I like to be controversial at times. I think we all kind of do. But what I saw was that you weren't just your, when you and I started talking, you weren't your average, you weren't the average like dementia consultant who, you know, takes a small class, becomes it, you know, nothing against those. Like, I'm really glad that there are classes that do, you know, give people really a base level understanding on dementia, but you really seem to be different. Tell us about a little bit more about your approach and why it may be controversial at times for individuals or organizations, and how have you helped people overcome this idea that, ooh, that's controversial.
People are always taught, I was taught my first like 2 days at this community, you know, we watched DVDs, specifically Tipa Snow DVDs. I think everybody at their, I think every senior living community has like a thing of Tipa DVDs because she was really the first to talk about this. So most everyone is taught about the same thing from any number of organizations, the Alzheimer's Association, everybody teaches pretty similar stuff, which is you can validate someone's reality, you can redirect them, you can distract them, but that we're also told at the same time, like, you can't lie to that person.
Got it.
That's hard for people to understand. And for me, I say, take the word lying, throw it away, get rid of it, and instead replace it with this concept of, what if you fully entered their world and went wherever it was and didn't get worried about the lying? And that sometimes upsets people because they go, well, no, but you can't. Right. And I'm like, well, why? Well, you can't. Okay. All right. Yeah.
And it kind of ends there. And so what you say, what you explain dementia care as is that it's a gray area. And so
yes,
people who want to live in the black and white world of values, right, wrong, and not understand that the disease has these effects where it takes them to different periods in their life. Mm-hmm. Like they are. So tell us a little bit about dementia, like the effects of dementia on somebody who has dementia. What happens physiologically? Where are they at times?
There's a number of different things that can and do happen depending on the specific diagnosis of dementia that a person has. But generally speaking, their world shifts, something I like to call timeline confusion. The way that they understand time is not the way that we understand time. So it's not super linear. You know, we remember what happened yesterday. We are planning ahead to see what's going to happen tomorrow. A lot of people living with dementia get to a point in their disease process where they're talking about things that happened 30 years ago as if they're happening now. And this can be very challenging for family members who want their loved one to be back over with them. And that's just not a great goal to have. It's not going to happen. It's much easier for us to go to them and go, okay, I'm going to go over to your timeline. I'm going to live on that timeline with you, than for us to go, no, you know what, like, come over here. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes caregivers almost need to experiment with this. Some people need to bang their head against the wall a few times to go, you know what, this hurts. I don't want to do it anymore.
I'm so grateful that there are people like you out there who are providing these alternative, what is maybe now considered an alternative approach to what would be standard dementia care. But I think we have a sense at Home Care Advocacy Network, we've begun really implementing a lot of the things you lay out in your book, and you have a number of books. Do you want to share with us a little bit about the books that you've written?
So this is my first book, When Someone You Know Is Living in a Dementia Care Community, Words to Say and Things to Do. This came out in 2016. And that really kind of cemented this for me even more than anything else. And this is my second book. This just came out in August, I believe, Creative Engagement Handbook for Activities for People Living with Dementia. And both of these are published with Johns Hopkins University Press, which is really the biggest deal that I have going for me. I have watched people, especially early on, you know, when I first started doing this as a company, people who would kind of dismiss me like, whatever, you know, and I look even younger than I am. So I'd occasionally have people just be like, yeah, whatever. And then I'd say, well, I have this book, it's published by Johns Hopkins. And I'd literally watch people go,
Oh, wait, she's the real deal.
Oh, maybe. Okay. You know, and watch people's, like their eyes would light up like, oh, never mind. Suddenly credibility. It's like the master's degree. Great. But the book, the book is huge for my career.
Yeah.
I have a third one coming out next year. Yeah.
Wow. So we have, so we're very fortunate at Home Care Advocacy Network. We've begun to really implement, understand, embrace your approach. We love your material. We take in as much as we possibly can of it, both online and in the written form. And we are grateful for your service. And I believe we're going to have you on in another episode as well. And we're going to go a little bit further into your approaches and learn more about Dementia by Day and what you see the future to be. And we're going to talk a little bit more about home care in that episode as well, and about how home care and senior living really can coexist and live together, probably need to, especially post-COVID world. So we've really loved having you on today and beginning the discussion with you. Rachel, if somebody wants to reach out, somebody is interested in, you know, they're a senior living provider and they want improvement. This is an area where they want to their staff to improve. They want to own the market and know they want everyone to know that they have absolutely the best dementia care possible, or maybe somebody that just wants to learn more about dementia care themselves. How do they contact you? How do they reach out?
I am just one Google search away. R-A-C-H-A-E-L. It's my first name, Rachel Wonderland. Even if you type in some semblance of that into Google, you'll find me. I've bought domain names and email addresses with my name spelled incorrectly so that people can find me. You go to rachelwonderland.com, you'll be able to see my work and what I do for companies. I have an online portal where teams can actually go through my whole training and caregivers can go through my training. You can get my books. I've got freebies up on my website. I have an insane amount of content.
So that's great.
Just go to my website. There's plenty of things.
That's awesome. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So again, thanks for listening to the Home Care Hub, a podcast series sponsored by the Home Care Advocacy Network. HCAN is a business format franchise system for senior living and entrepreneurs who want to own their own business and make a difference in the lives of care advocates and seniors. HCAN franchisees provide a range of services from companionship and respite care, personal care services, and dementia care. Contact us at partner@hcanthrive.com to discuss franchise opportunities today. Thank you, Rachel, and thank you, everyone, for listening. Until next time.